May 18th through 24th. Mosiah chapters 25 through 28. They were called the people of God. After the voice of the Lord came to Alma, he wrote down the things the Lord told him that he might have them. See Mosiah chapter 26 verses 14 and 33. How will you follow Alma's example? After nearly three generations of living in separate lands, the Nephites were one people again. Limhi's people, Alma's people, and Mosiah's people, even the people of Zarahemla, who were not descended from Nephi, were now all numbered with the Nephites. See Mosiah chapter 25, verse 13. Many of them also wanted to become members of the church that Alma had established. So all those who were desirous to take upon them the name of Christ were baptized, and they were called the people of God. See Mosiah chapter 25, verses 23 through 24. After years of conflict and captivity, it seemed that the Nephites would finally enjoy a period of peace. But before long, unbelievers began persecuting the saints. What made this especially heartbreaking was that many of these unbelievers were the believers' own children, the rising generation. See Mosiah chapter 26, verse 1. Including the sons of Mosiah and one son of Alma. Then a miracle happened, and the account of that miracle has given hope to anguished parents for generations. But the story of Alma's conversion is not just for parents of wayward children. True conversion is a miracle that, in one way or another, needs to happen in all of us. Ideas for personal scripture study. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 6. I am responsible for my own faith and testimony. Those who heard King Benjamin's sermon experienced a marvelous conversion. See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. But conversion is a personal experience that cannot be passed along like an inheritance to one's children. We must all experience our own conversion to the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you read in Mosiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 6, about the rising generation of unbelieving Nephites, note the consequences of their unbelief. You might also think about people whom you wish you could bring to Christ. While you can't give them your conversion, the Spirit may whisper things you can do to help them find faith. As you read in Mosiah chapters 25 through 28 about how Alma and other church members helped the rising generation, additional thoughts might come to you. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 29. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 6 through 39. God's faithful servants seek to do His will. Sometimes we might think that a church leader like Alma always knows the right thing to do. In Mosiah chapter 26, we read of a problem in the church that Alma had never dealt with, and he feared that he should do wrong in the sight of God. See Mosiah chapter 26, verse 13. What did Alma do in this situation? See Mosiah chapter 26, verses 13 through 14, verses 33 through 34, and verses 38 through 39. What does Alma's experience suggest about how you might approach difficult problems in your family or your church service? It might also be interesting to list the truths that God revealed to Alma. Found in Mosiah chapter 26, verses 15 through 32. Notice that some of these truths were not in direct response to Alma's question. What does this suggest to you about prayer and receiving personal revelation? Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 37. All men and women must be born again. It was obvious that Alma the Younger needed a spiritual rebirth, for he and the sons of Mosiah were the very vilest of sinners who went about to destroy the church of God. See Mosiah chapter 28, verse 4, and chapter 27, verse 10. But soon after his conversion, Alma testified that conversion is available and essential for everyone. Marvel not, he said, that all mankind must be born again. See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 25. That, of course, includes you. As you read about Alma's experience found in Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 37, you might try putting yourself in his place. You aren't trying to destroy the church, but you can surely think of things about yourself that need to change. Who, like Alma's father, is supporting you and praying for you with much faith? What experiences have helped convince you of the power and authority of God? See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14. What great things has the Lord done for you or your family that you should remember? See Mosiah chapter 27, verse 16. What do you learn from Alma the Younger's words and actions about what it means to be born again? Questions like these might help you evaluate your progress in the process of being born again. See also Mosiah chapter 5, verses 6 through 9, Alma chapter 36. Conversion, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14, and verses 19 through 24. God hears my prayers and will answer them according to His will. Maybe you know a parent in Alma the Elder's situation whose son or daughter is making destructive choices, or maybe you are that parent. What do you find in Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14, and verses 19 through 24 that gives you hope? How might these verses influence your prayers in behalf of others? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Mosiah chapter 25, verses 5 through 11. How did Mosiah's people feel after he read to them the records of Zenith's people and Alma's people? Has your family kept any records you could read from? Maybe you could add to your records or start keeping your own. What would you include that might help your family, including future generations, be filled with exceedingly great joy and learn about the immediate goodness of God? See Mosiah chapter 25, verses 8 and 10. Mosiah chapter 25, verse 16. Why was it important for Limhi's people to remember that the Lord had delivered them out of captivity? What has the Lord done for us that we should remember? Mosiah chapter 26, verses 29 through 31, and chapter 27, verse 35. According to these verses, what must a person do to receive forgiveness? Mosiah chapter 27, verses 21 through 24. As you read these verses, consider someone your family could pray and fast for. Mosiah chapters 27 through 28. To help your family visualize the accounts in these chapters, you might invite them to draw pictures of the people involved and use the pictures to retell the story. Or they might enjoy acting out the story. How could they portray the change that Alma and the sons of Mosiah experienced? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving our teaching. Use art. The Gospel Art Book and the Media Library on churchofjesuschrist.org contain many images and videos that can help your family visualize concepts or events.